This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. A report on the state of preschool education shows public spending on preschool has stagnated for two decades. That's if you account for inflation. There's growing momentum in states to change this, to publicly fund universal pre-K. The challenge is finding enough teachers to do the job. Reporter Ali Budner has more.
The National Institute on Early Education Research at Rutgers University has studied preschool programs in the U.S. for two decades.
The 20-year perspective is somewhat startling.
Steve Barnett is with the Institute and helped author the latest report.
Spending per child is about where it was in 2002.
He says there are consequences to that.
About half the kids in poverty still don't enroll in a preschool program of any kind, public or private, at 3 and 4.
Barnett says this will come back to haunt states when those 3 and 4-year-olds grow up. Studies have shown that preschool can improve people's lives long term. But Barnett points out that a number of states do provide universal pre-K. Several more have passed new laws to get it going, and others are exploring it, including New Jersey. A third of New Jersey's school districts already offer preschool for everyone. Wendy Rodriguez lives in one of those districts, and her 4-year-old attends school for free.
They teach him how to do his name. He knows all the letters, and I'm very impressed.
Rodriguez has a degree in early education herself, but she's currently unemployed. So when she found out her son's pre-K education would be free,
I was so excited, very excited.
If she had to pay for the preschool, her son probably wouldn't be able to go. Rodriguez is looking for work as a preschool teacher, but she says the pay is often just too low. And that's one of the challenges for many pre-K funding programs. New Mexico voters last year approved a ballot measure to boost funding for early education.
With this new funding, we are able to build salary parity into what we pay pre-K programs.
Sarah Michelson is with New Mexico's Early Childhood Education and Care Department. She says there's still a long way to go before the state gets to universal pre-K. But she says the state has made it a priority because
families are at their economically weakest when they have young children.
And Michelson says that's when kids' brain development is critical. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.